This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. Democrats target open Republican seats in Connecticut municipal elections.
Republicans will say, quite reasonably, why should you blame a municipal Republican for something that's going on in Washington? And that's absolutely fair, but that's not really how federal issues affect municipal races.
That's Mark Pazniokas, Capitol Bureau Chief and co-founder of the Connecticut Mirror. He's done a behind-the-scenes look at how Democrats are targeting open Republican seats in Connecticut's municipal elections. More to come after this.
From Greenwich to Groton, Massapequa to Montauk, and everywhere in between, the WSHU podcast After All Things has got you covered with news and culture from Connecticut and Long Island in less than 15 minutes. Hosted by me, Sabrina Garone. So from Fire Island to Fairfield and West Hampton to Westport, listen to After All Things weeknights wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
National politics seldom play a role in Connecticut municipal elections, but this year might be different because of Donald Trump. Is that why you decided to look into what the Democrats are doing on the local level in Connecticut, especially in New Britain, where a longtime Republican incumbent is giving up her seat to run for governor?
That is one reason. The other reason is, look, when you're a reporter looking for common themes in municipal races, quite frequently, they're just not there. But I decided to take a look at the five communities where there are open mayoral or first selectman races. And in four of those five communities, Republicans hold those offices, even though those communities are overwhelmingly Democratic. So this is an opportunity for the Democrats to make some inroads. Now, at the same time, the president, the Congress has made the suspension of SNAP a very relevant issue, and as well as threats to Medicaid. And in New Britain, this has been used by the Democrats to try to increase the voter turnout.
Now, let's talk a little bit about New Britain itself. It's a largely Democratic city. They have a higher registration in New Britain than Republicans, but they've had a Republican mayor for the past 12 years. How did that come about?
Erin Stewart she's well known. She's a product of the local schools. She's a very charming, engaging woman who was elected at the age of 26. Now, her father had also been mayor, but she has succeeded by taking advantage of the fact that the Democratic advantage tends to be blunted by the low urban turnout in non-presidential years. So in a presidential year, the turnout might be, 65%, 70% more. In a mayoral election in New Britain, the turnout's been about 26%. So, and the other, kind of rule of thumb when you look at turnout in the cities, the two biggest predictors of turnout tend to be income and education. And in a struggling city, you're going to get a lot of folks who are struggling. And, voting is not necessarily top of mind. The poverty rate in New Britain is about 20%. They have almost 11,000 people who get SNAP food benefits. You've got even a greater number who rely on Medicaid for health care. So this year, the Democrats have certainly made federal issues part of their campaign. Now, Republicans will say, quite reasonably, why should you blame a municipal Republican for something that's going on in Washington? And that's absolutely fair, but that's not really how federal issues affect municipal races. It's a question of who is now inspired to turn out that might not otherwise. Who is angry? Who wants to show up? And we saw that in 2018 in Connecticut after President Trump's first election as president in 2016. There was a greater turnout among younger urban types, and that helped Ned Lamont be elected in 2018 for governor.
Now, you know, what you've just said makes me think about the early voting count. And New Britain doesn't even come close into the top 10 in early voting. A town like Stratford has the highest number of early voters. So even though there's an open seat and Democrats are trying to get people out, it doesn't seem as if it has moved the numbers in New Britain as far as early voting is concerned.
Well, that will be one of the things we'll be looking for Tuesday night and Wednesday when we get to crunch the numbers. How has early voting increased turnout as opposed to simply offering a more convenient way for people who would normally vote to do so? In New Britain, the Democrats believe that if they get a turnout that's somewhere around 30%, not the 26 or 27% you normally see in municipals, that should be enough given their 3-to-1 voter registration advantage to elect Bobby Sanchez as mayor.
Now, Bobby Sanchez is a Democrat who's a state rep who's running for mayor in New Britain, right?
Bobby Sanchez is a state rep who ran against Aaron Stewart 4 years ago and was absolutely crushed. But, you know, this is very different. It's an open seat. And the Republican nominee is interesting. Sharon Beloy Saavedra, she was a Democrat until last year, although she was allied with Aaron Stewart and ran at least once, even though she retained her Democratic affiliation. She ran on Aaron Stewart's line. So, you know, Sharon is trying to capitalize on Aaron's success in reaching out across the party aisle. But, you know, Aaron Stewart, you know, is a gifted retail politician. So, you know, it's going to be harder for the Republicans. If the Democrats can't win it this time with an open seat and everything going on, you know, they've joked that they may call it quits on Barrett for a while.
Okay, quickly before we go, the other races that you looked at, a quick synopsis of each one of them.
Well, okay, in Westport, you have Jen Tucker, who won narrowly 4 years ago. Westport is one of those, you know well down in Fairfield County. That's one of those Fairfield County towns that has trended Democratic over the last decade or more. So the Democrats are hopeful they can regain first electman's office. Further up the coast in Brantford, you have a very popular Republican first electman who is not running for reelection. The voter registration favors the Democrats, but Brantford also has sort of a conservative voter base. There are some blue-collar Democrats when you get further away from those very expensive neighborhoods close to the water. You also have Norwich has gone back and forth over the years. Peter Nystrom, who is a conservative Republican, former state rep, he's not running. And so, again, the Democrats have a significant voter registration advantage. There's also, you know, as a footnote there, the councilman who is running on the Democratic line is of the Sikh faith, and he would be the first Sikh mayor in Connecticut. So that's something to look for. And then you have in Torrington, but it's a little different thing. It's an open race for mayor, but Torrington is one of those places that's really kind of a 50-50 split as far as voter registration. President Trump has won there, not by huge margins necessarily. One of the other races to look for, it's not an open seat, but in Bristol, another one of those places that's a very competitive city, the mayor, the Republican mayor who unseated a Democrat 4 years ago, they're in a rematch. Republican Jeff Caggiano and Democrat Ellen Zappo Sasu. So, you know, those are kind of the fun things to look at because none of the big cities either have election mayoral elections or they're not competitive. It's mid-cycle for the city for some of the cities that have four-year terms for mayor. Stamford and New Haven have elections, but you know, the incumbents there are heavily favored.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mark. We'll see what happens.
Thank you.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebong Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.